folks, you're listening to BST from ChinesePod.com. I'm David.
Hi there, I'm Tom.
So today, Tom, let's talk about sayings.
Alrighty.
But at first, I think we need to alert some of our users. Why?
Today is going to be a high-level lesson. Correct? On BST, we're going for some of that real deep Chinese saying stuff.
Yeah, a little bit deep. But, you know, the good aspect when you listen to BST show is that if you are a beginner or intermediate listener, you get the juicy cultural stuff, right?
That's right.
And for higher leveled learners, you learn something from BST.
That's right. That's what we try to do here at BST.
Because we're from ChinesePod.com, right?
That's right. Today we're going to be talking about sayings. We're going to be talking about some traditional Chinese sayings.
Yes, in Chinese, they are 俗语.
俗语.
Second and third.
俗语.
Yeah, that's okay. Better. Okay, so when you want to bring up a 俗语 in English, we say like there are sayings, blah, 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 right?
Right.
In Chinese, we say 俗话说.
So as the saying goes.
对啊. So the reason why I just said that for beginners or intermediate learners, Chinese sayings are juicy cultural stuff because it reflects the philosophy of common people in their common life, right, Tom?
That's right. So these are all sayings that people come across in their everyday life. They have to do, a lot of times they have to do with animals, or they have to do with the kinds of things that you would usually see in everyday life.
Yeah, that's true.
They might not be like, I don't know, like a lot of Cheng Yu and those other types of sayings. They have to do with famous stories or books or things like this. This is like everyday kind of stuff.
So what we are doing now is a little bit different from lessons.
Sorry, we're not just going to be teaching.
We compare them.
We're going to be talking about different sayings and how they relate to each other.
对啊, 因为你会发现有很多中国的俗语啊, 就是说,
a lot of times what happens is you have all these different sayings, and then when you compare them with each other, they're actually in conflict, right? It's very strange.
所以说中国人也是很 conflict people, right?
I guess you could say that. Maybe. But I think it's just that, you know, with all of these sayings, the world is so rich, and we have so many experiences, and sometimes they're in conflict.
Yeah, you know, in those cartoons, like when somebody like picking a wallet from the floor, right? So the angel pops up and say, just give it back to the owner.
Right.
But the devil pops up.
Devil's saying, hey, yeah, maybe you should take it. Yeah. All right. So yeah, so every time you have an experience, I guess there's more than one way to look at it. Mm. And so that's maybe where these different sayings come from.
对啊, Tom, 有没有 English samples?
So it was kind of hard for me to think of an English example, but the one I found was, a blow with a word strikes deeper than a blow with a sword. That's the first one. And then the second one is, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. So the idea is, sometimes words hurt more than actually being physically hurt. But there's also a saying in English where we say, no, that's actually not true. Words don't hurt you as much as actually being hit or hurt or something like this.
Yeah, I got that. So, let's start.
Okay, let's start it off. So, what are we going to start with, David?
金钱不是万能的.
So, money can't buy everything.
万能的就是.
万能的 is like omnipotent. So, it's money is not all-powerful.
Okay, 但是呢, 有钱能使鬼推磨.
So, on the opposite side, we have money makes the world go round, we would say in English. And literally in Chinese, it's saying, money makes the devil grind the mill.
推磨.
推磨, right. So the whole idea is like the money, you give the money to the demon, and the demon like can grind it down like really, really fast.
In other words, money can buy everything.
Right. Money can do anything you want.
Okay, 好，那我们给出两个 sample sentence 啊,
okay.
大家可以比较一下. First, 再有钱也买不了真正的友谊. 俗话说，金钱不是万能的.
So no matter how much money you have, you can't buy true friendship. As the saying goes, money can't buy everything.
是的。但是我这里有另外一个 sample sentence.
Okay.
只要给他足够的钱,他就和你做朋友。俗话说,有钱能使鬼推磨。All
you need to do is give him enough money, then he'll be friends with you. As the saying goes, money makes the world go round.
He might be from government.
Maybe.
好的, so next.
Okay, so what's up next?
善有善报。善有善报。 Versus 马善被人骑, 人善 被人欺.
Okay. So let's hear that first one again.
善有善报.
So one good turn deserves another. So it's like good deeds make for more good deeds, or good deeds always have a good return.
Actually, it has second half.
Okay.
恶有恶报.
Oh, 恶有恶报.
哎, 善有善报, 恶有恶报.
So one good turn deserves another, and bad things happen to bad people, or something like this.
是的。 哎, 但是啊, 有的人就不这么说了, 他们觉得, 马善被人骑, 人善被人欺。
Okay, so this means a good horse is easy to ride, a good man can easily be taken advantage of. So I guess the whole idea with this is that if you're a good person, then people were always going to take advantage of that. If you're always willing to help, then people are always going to ask you for help.
但是善有善报啊。
But I guess if you, but I, they're related. I guess they are related. You know, if you're a good person, people know you're a good person. Hopefully they'll help you, but you don't know.
Okay, here's the simple sentence. 一个人应该多做好事。 俗话说善有善报。
So that means a person should do as many good deeds as he can. As the saying goes, one good turn deserves another.
是的。 But another friend tell you, 做好事没什么意思。 俗话说马善被人骑人善被人欺。
Doing good deeds is meaningless. As the saying goes, a good horse is easy to ride. A good man can be easily taken advantage of.
然后这个人就疯掉了。
this maybe also in government or don't know. We're not going to talk about that. So,
我到底是做还是不做呢?
I am of the opinion that you should try to do good deeds. What about you, David? I think that's definitely the good way to go.
Definitely,
but, you know, everyone sees it differently. So,
我们不应该相信魔鬼说的话. Okay, how about this one? 男子汉大丈夫宁死不屈 versus 男子汉大丈夫能生能屈.
Okay, so a true man, the 男子汉, right? A true man would rather die than surrender.
宁死不屈.
Versus a true man can always be flexible.
能生能屈. Here, 生 means
can stretch,
extend.
Yeah.
Flexible. 然后屈的话就是有点那种 bend, surrender, 那种意思啊. 好, 来听一下例句.
Okay.
我绝对不会投降背叛. 俗话说, 男子汉大丈夫宁死不屈.
I refuse to surrender. As the saying goes, a true man would rather die than surrender.
It's probably said by some like communist member. Like,
I guess, I see like an action hero saying it, like in a movie, being like, I'm not going to surrender to you. Yeah. He's going to break out of, I don't know.
Yeah, one of those heroes.
Yeah, one of those heroes.
但是你的enemy会说啊, 俗话说男子汉大丈夫能生能屈, 所以你就投降了吧。
As the saying goes, a true man can always be flexible, so you should surrender.
对啊,
while you still can. Something like that.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
好, 哎, 再听听看这个啊, 人不可貌相, 海水不可斗量。
So don't judge a man by his looks. Don't measure the sea with a pail.
这里不可的话就是不能够，对吧?
Right. So yeah, it's impossible to tell how big the sea is with just a little pail of water. You keep taking more and more out, you'll just never figure it out.
对, here, 斗 means the Asian Chinese measurement.
Right. So I guess you were saying before it's used to measure rice.
对对对, 一斗米, 两斗米。
So it's like this like little cup that you use to measure rice.
对, 当然也不能够量, 去量这个sea, 对不对? 好, 哎, but the opposite side, 人靠衣裳, 马靠鞍。
The clothes make the man, a saddle makes the horse.
衣裳就是 clothes.
That's right.
就是 saddle.
I guess it's judging a book by its cover. Is the idea here.
哎,
or in English we say don't judge the book by its cover, but
let's imagine this. If a girl just met her boyfriend, 然后她就告诉她的朋友嘛,说我男朋友穿得不怎么样,不过俗话说人不可貌相,海水不可斗量。
So she's saying, this guy doesn't really look all that great. He's not wearing anything really to speak of that looks great. However, the saying goes, don't judge a man by his looks, don't measure the sea with a pail. So a guy being reliable is the most important thing.
But her thought might be going another way.
That's true. She might be thinking something else. What might she be thinking, David?
我男朋友穿得不怎么样, 俗话说, 人靠衣裳马靠鞍，他给我的印象不是很好。
So my boyfriend, he's, you know, he's wearing all this stuff, doesn't look very good. And as the saying goes, the clothes make the man, a saddle makes the horse. So he doesn't really give me much of an impression.
是的。
I don't know, what kind of girl do you go for, David? Do you hope she cares about how you look? Are you the kind of guy who likes to dress up?
我觉得应该是我们不能够根据一个人的穿着决定他的character 或者说 personality 之类的，对吧？
Yeah, I think most of the time that's true.
What do you mean? Most time.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess you really don't know.
好的，让我们看看最后的 comparison. 好马不吃回头草 versus 浪子回头金不换。
So, a good horse will never turn around to graze on an old pasture.
回头就是 turn around, look back.
Right, so you should never look back at what you've done. You should always just keep moving ahead.
对对对。
There's no need to regret what you've done, that kind of thing.
但是浪子回头金不换。
So,
this one a little bit tricky.
This one's a little hard. It's a great gesture for like a bad guy, a guy who's done lots of shameful things. It's a great gesture for him to repent.To go back on what he's done before and apologize for it.
Let's explain the 浪子a little bit more.
Okay.
So, how would you describe a man as a 浪子? Let's say if a man left his family, go around the world and doing shitty things.
Right. So, I mean, yeah, it's kind of, I mean, in English we have this idea of the prodigal son, right, from the Bible. There's this famous story...about this guy's son who leaves the home. He has all this money and he just goes and he gambles it away and he drinks and he womanizes. But at the very end, he decides he's going to come back to his father.
他回头了。
That's right. He turns his head. He turns around and he comes back. He mends his ways.
然后他做的这件事情重要性或者说他的 decision is very hard to make.
Right.It's not something that money can buy, right? I mean, that's the idea. It's like, it's not something that he had all this money, he was wasting it, or he was doing all these bad things, but his decision to become a better person or to reform his ways, that's not something that was caused by the money. That was something that he had to decide. And that's worth more than the money.
那肯定没人跟他说过好马不吃回头草，是吧？啊，让我们来听一下这两个句子啊。我不会为了这件事情道歉。俗话说，好马不吃回头草。
So I won't be sorry about this. As the saying goes, a good horse will never turn around to graze on an old pasture.
另外有人说，俗话说浪子回头金不换，你还是去道歉吧。
So as the saying goes, it's a great gesture for a bad man to mend his ways. So you should go apologize.
然后这个人也疯了。
So there it is, all of these sayings, all of these, well, I guess this is only just a few of them. There's thousands of these sayings in Chinese.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's many more conflicts between all these different sayings, just as there are in English.
有时候就是作为一个中国人, like Connie, 娇姐, when I told them this topic, they think in the same way. We just found, 我们中国人真的是很矛盾的一个民族。We say in both ways.
I just think there's just lots of them, you know? And like you said, everyone just has all these experiences and they don't always match.
对。
So.
Okay, this is today's BST.
So that's how we go for today's BST. We hope you all keep out of conflict, but if you do, enjoy it.
Yeah, sure, we will have these sayings in written in our comment section and with all the translation.
That's right. So you guys can go on the website and you can find out all about these different sayings and you can start using them yourself in conflicting situations.
thanks for listening.
Thanks very much for listening, guys. We'll see you next time on BST.